Welcome to the By His Grace podcast. I am your host, Misty Phillip. If you are new to By His Grace, I want to take a minute to thank you for joining us today. The goal of this podcast is to share inspiring stories of women and talk about the struggles in life that we face and how God is there to see us through. In James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, it says, "To count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." Today, my guest is Rachel Bruno. Rachel clung to the truth of these verses when her world was turned completely upside down. Please welcome Rachel Bruno to By His Grace.
I am here with Rachel Bruno. And Rachel, we've been talking about difficulties that we face in our life and God's grace and how He has seen us through those difficult times. And you have a very unique story. I think it's different than anybody that I've spoken to so far. And so I can't wait to hear all of what God has done through your situation.
Okay, well, thank you, Misty, for having me on. You said my name is Rachel, and in 2015, I had my second child. His name was Lucas, and he was 7 weeks old. And long story short, he had a very traumatic head injury when he was in the care of a nanny. But she didn't tell me this, and she told me something else. I took him to the hospital about 6 hours later because he would not stop crying and would not stop fussing. And the doctor said that he had fluid leaking out of his brain. Mm. And I was in shock. Like, what the heck does that even mean?
Right.
So he's like, let's go do a CT scan. We need to see what kind of fluid it is. It can be blood or it could be the spinal cerebral fluid. So I go to the CT scan. The results come back. And it was a cranial fracture and an intracerebral blood hemorrhage. And I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
And at 7 weeks old, you know, I'm thinking, you know, the baby's head isn't even fused,
right?
So I'm thinking, did one of those flaps pop open?
Right.
And the bleeding, I'm like, was it an aneurysm? So, you know, he's like, we have to take him to emergency surgery, drain the blood out, and fix the fracture. And I'm there with my mom and my 20-month-old son at the time. My husband was out of town traveling, so he had no idea what was going on. And I'm just texting all my friends and family in Brazil and in the States, everybody just pray. So about 2 hours later, the surgeon came out. He's like, clinically, we did everything we could, and it's successful. But because he's so young, we don't know whether he's going to survive the next 48 hours. Mm. So at that point, I'm home. I'm in the PICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. And I just see my son in a medically induced coma, wires coming out of his head, little tiny baby.
Yeah.
But I sit there, I pray, and I said, God, please don't take him away from me. You know, I had miscarriages before them, and I prayed for them. I wanted them. You gave them to me. And I don't know what his condition is going to be after this, but if he is brain damaged and I have to dedicate my life to taking care of this child, I will. And that's when the Holy Spirit came over me, and he just said, he's mine. Mm. And I'm like, okay. He's yours. You gave him to me. So I'm at peace.
Yeah.
I was at peace that my son would be okay. And next thing I know, the police show up, the detective show up, and social services shows up. And I didn't know, you know, what this was, what was happening.
Right. I mean, you're right in the midst of,
yeah,
like, and it didn't this happen like in the middle of the night? And,
well, yeah.
And then you go to the hospital and it's all stressful and you don't, I mean, I have a son who has been in and out of the hospital from the time he was born.
Right.
And so I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't.
No.
Yeah. You don't even know, like, you're so focused on what's going on with your child and it's overwhelming.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah. So when they came and I saw the police and they asked what happened, first thing that comes to my mind is they are going to go after the nanny.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, okay, I got to compose myself, hold myself together so that I can give them the information accurately and, you know, tell them everything I know. So they're interviewing me. They're asking me what happened. I told them. And because this started at 4 o'clock in the morning with him crying.
Right.
So they're like, why did it take you so long to bring him to the hospital? I said, because I didn't know what was happening. You know, he was crying. He's a newborn. Newborns cry.
Right.
And why did you bring him to this hospital as opposed to a hospital in the county that you live in? Like, because this was the children's hospital where my first son got circumcised. This is the hospital I know.
Right.
So they're like, so you have other children? I said, yes, I do. It's like, where is he? He's with my mom. He's probably sleeping by now. At this point, it was about 10 p.m. And they're like, can we go check him out? I said, yeah, okay. Like, we're not going to wake him. We're just going to see if he's okay. So I called my mom, give him the address. I'm like, yeah, okay. So they're done with their interview with me. The detectives show up and they're like, you know, would you mind going with the detectives? And they put me in another room, close the door, leave me there for about an hour and a half waiting. Mm. And they're in the hallway, you know, talking. So then the detectives interview me, tell them the same story. And by this time it was about 2 a.m. Like, I've been up since 4 a.m. Please let me go to sleep. So I go to sleep. And when I wake up the next morning, my husband is sitting on the edge of the table, on the edge of the chair, and just staring at me. You know, as I wake up, and my first instinct, look at the bed, mm-hmm. see if my son is still there. He was still there, hooked up just the way they left him. So I'm like, okay, what happened? What's wrong? And he said, they took David. Mm. And David was my 20-month-old who was mm-hmm. with my mom. So they showed up at 2 o'clock in the morning at my mom's house. And they said, we're going to take him. And my mom's like, no, you're not. And they're like, if you don't give him to us, we're going to arrest you. And my mom, okay, if you arrest me and I go to jail, can I take him with me?
Right. Yeah.
And at that point, the social worker's like, no. You know, if he would go to foster care, and then you would have a criminal record, so you would no longer be able to care for him. So my mom had no choice but to give up my son and strap him in the car seat in the social worker's car.
Oh my gosh, that's just so crazy.
He was kicking and screaming. You know, the social worker couldn't buckle him in. Mm-hmm. So she asked my mom to go do it. So my mom did it. And we didn't know where he was at that point. They just drove off, didn't mm-hmm. tell us where they were taking him. I didn't know what the heck was going on. So Friday morning, of course, I get a hold of a lawyer. I'm like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah. You know, I know exactly where your son is, and they do this regularly. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I mean, I come here when I was 3 years old to this country, to America.
Right.
And I love this country. You know, this country gave me everything that my country couldn't give me.
Right.
And I always respected the country because of the Constitution, because of our rights.
Right.
And then I get this, and I'm like, what the heck happened to the Constitution?
Right.
You know, why aren't we innocent until proven guilty? And my lawyer said, not in family court. Mm. They have their own parallel set of laws. Mm-hmm. And they use their, you know, their motto, do whatever is in the best interest of the child. Mm-hmm. So basically, they can usurp all your rights. They can do whatever the heck they want if they feel what they're doing is in the best interest of the child.
Okay. So what happened after that?
So after that, we had a hearing mm-hmm. 72 hours later. And the lawyer said, they're not going to give their kids back to you. Your saving grace is that your husband was out of town. And we're going to ask the judge to give sole custody to your husband. That way they don't go into foster care.
Right.
And they're probably going to kick you out of the house.
Oh, my goodness. Well, praise God that your husband was out of town and exactly. that he was able, because that's a huge grace from
exactly.
the Lord.
Exactly. And at the hearing, social services objected to them being given to my husband.
What?
Because they had not interviewed my husband. And my mom and my dad were in there. We were all there. Of course, we were praying. And the judge overruled.
Praise God.
So, I mean, it was sign after sign after sign. And yes, my son did survive the 48 hours.
Yes.
Afterwards, my son was fine to this day. You know, he's 3 years old now and he's perfect. No brain damage.
Oh, praise God. That is a huge,
huge,
huge praise.
And when they kicked me out of the house, I'm like, I have nowhere to go. I'm an only child. My family's in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And I slept in the hospital. But my mom went to my church and asked my pastor to come pray for my son. And he was in Cambridge at the time, but his wife was there. So she came to the hospital. She prayed. And then she looked at me and she's like, God has been telling me you're coming home with me. Mm. So throughout this time that I was out of my house, God put me in my pastor's house. And she was amazing. You know, mm-hmm. She would be there with me 3 o'clock in the morning, cry with me, laugh mm-hmm. with me, take me out to dinner, you know, take my mind off of it. But she was the perfect person for me.
Oh, and what a perfect example of the gospel
right.
and how we are to live.
Yes. And I mean, I didn't really know her. You know, it was a high bye relationship. We see each other at church.
Right.
But yeah. So during this, you know, James tells us to count it as joy when we face
count it all as joy
when we face trials.
And of all kinds, of all kinds of trials. Yes.
And I could understand that now. I mean, yeah. Because even it was a horrific time in my life, I have never felt so loved in my life.
Aww.
Which is crazy.
It is. You know, God has a way of doing that. Yeah. I broke both of my arms at the same time, mm-hmm. in a bicycling accident. Wow. And I live in a house full of men and boys, you know, and imagine with both of your arms broken, like severely yeah. broken,
yeah.
where I couldn't brush my hair. I couldn't brush my teeth. Mm-hmm. I couldn't wash my face. I couldn't feed myself. I couldn't shower. I couldn't do anything. And do you know that God just the same thing? Like, I just had to sit and receive from other people. Right. Other people had to take care of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one who always takes care right. of everybody else. But God showed me, like, the accident could have been so much worse. I wasn't wearing a helmet. Mm-hmm. And my arms were broken, but my brain and my right. head. And yeah. And he just, through that whole process of just sitting mm-hmm. still before him,
right.
he just had me like so loved. So yep. in the midst of a really difficult situation, it was difficult on our entire right. family,
yeah.
but he just showers his love and his exactly. grace on us.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not like that we're not hurting. We are.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like a balsam, right? That love yes. that he spreads over us. And I would go to the hospital every day from her house to go see my son. And the same song would play on the CD oh. every day. And it's called All I Once Held Dear.
Mm.
And I didn't even pay attention, you know, until like the second week or so. I'm like, why is the song on every day that I come in here? And I actually started paying attention to the lyrics. And it's All I Once Held Dear, lived my life upon all this world reveres and wars to own. All I once thought gain, I now count as loss compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing.
Mm.
So that really hit me. I'm like, yeah, I mean, everything was stripped away from me. No, I couldn't yeah. see my husband. I couldn't see my children. I was kicked out of my home. What did I have? Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's all I needed yeah. was Jesus to get me through this.
Yeah. And so your family's all back together now.
We are back together. My son is healthy.
And you have an incredible testimony of yes. God's love and goodness to yes. see you through.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Just one final question that I've been asking everybody. If you could speak hope into, you know, someone's situation that may be similar, maybe, you know, their children have been taken away from them and put into protective care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you say to them? What hope would you offer them?
I would say, you know, there's nothing impossible to God.
Mm, yes.
And that, you know, you have lawyers, you have judges, but God is the final judge.
Mm.
God is your lawyer. You know, God loves justice.
That's
God
right.
God hates injustice.
That's right.
So, you know, you just have to surrender to God.
Mm.
I know that's easier said than done.
Yes.
But like when you're in this case, you really don't have a choice. I mean, they have taken everything away from you.
Yeah.
And your hands are strapped legally.
Right.
You can't do anything.
But you can pray.
But you can pray.
Yeah.
You can pray and trust God.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to do. So it's a lesson, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn,
right.
but God's promises are true.
That's right.
God is not a man that he should lie.
Yeah.
And he did bring me through.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, I have so enjoyed talking to you today.
Thank you. Me too.
And so thankful for your situation that it turned out the
yes.
way it did.
And thank you for the opportunity. And I do hope it helps people. Yes.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Phillip, and I would love to connect with you there.